are on Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. Let us just quickly go over the Gemara, and we're in the middle of a Tosfos. The Gemara, let's just start. The Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Bishloime Yad the Eved Leifshe. It says we had in the Mishnah, if a person wrote a get on the hand of an Eved, he gives the Eved. If he wrote a get on a keren shel pora, he gives the pora. So the Gemara says, "Bishlei meyad the eved leyefshel mitzayu." You can't go and cut off the hand and give it because Rashi says there's an isachavola. El keren shel pora liktayu veleis velo. So let's cut off the hand. Let's cut off the keren and give her the keren. I have to give her the whole pora. It says in the Pasuk that the Nesine should be simultaneously after the Ksive. There should not be a Dover that is Mafsik, or Mavdal between the Ksive and the Nesine. And here, if he only wants to give the Keren, it'll have to be Koitzitz the Keren, before he is able to make the nesine, and we have a psul v'kosav v'nosan le'v'kosav v'kotzatz v'nosan. Now, let us just again quickly go over the, let's just see three lines from on the bottom of this omud. It starts on the beginning of the end of the third line. Kosvoy al cheretz shalotzitz nokov. It's the end of the third line from the bottom. Kosve al chere shel otzitz nokev. A person went and wrote a get on the cheres of an otzitz nokev, on a flower pot. Kosher, so it's kosher, the shokele v'yoiv le'nelo, because he'll go and give her the whole flower pot. There's no problem. So Rashi says over here, the shokele l'kule otzitz, he'll give her the whole flower pot, ve'ein kan mechusek tzitze. I don't have to be afraid, he'll break off the chelik that he wrote to get on, and he'll just give her that. So then there's a psul of mechusek tzitze, ve'kosa, ve'kotzatz, ve'nosa. Ve'ein loima sheme yishaber hacheres ve'yiten lo hachaticha. Maybe he'll break off this piece and give her avalek tzitze. He won't ruin the flower pot because of this. So that means if he wrote to get on the flower pot, what did he accomplish? A bank of a piece or throw away the flower pot side to side? He won't have a flower pot. So therefore, there's no, so he'll give her the whole flower pot. So that's why it's good. Al-Olo Shalotzitz Nokov. What is if he wrote the get on a leaf that was an anotzitz nokov, a flower pot with a hole, that is yainik. Abaya ma kosher. Abaya said it's kosher. What's the problem? He wrote to get on the flower pot, and there's no problem, on the leaf of the flower pot, there's no problem. Velova ma posel. Abaya ma kosher, the shokelei v'yod le'nelo. What's the problem? He'll go and give her the whole flower pot. Velova ma posel, gzeira shemo yiktein. He might go and pluck off the leaf that he had written to get on. He's just going to give her this. And Mimele, so it's possible. Let us see what Rashi says. The shokele lo otzitz v'yoiv nelo. I'll give her the whole otzitz. Together, the flower pot with the leaf. He'll give her everything. And Rava said, Exeira shema yiktein ha'ola. He might go and pluck off the leaf. So it's v'kosav, v'kotzatz, v'nosa. Now let us see Taisvus. Yotza zeh shemechusar ksive ktsitze. Taisvus, the Gemara said, if you're going to write on a keren shel poro, and then you'll only give the keren, so it's mechusar ktsitze, so it's v'kosav, v'kotzatz, v'nosa. Perish Rabbeinu Shmuel. So Rabbeinu Shmuel said, Davke bebalei chayim. When do you say there's a chesoron of ktsitze, davke b'balei chayim oy b'mechuba lekarka. In these two cases, that it's growing, the keren is growing from the behemoth, or something is growing from the karka, she'oiker dovor megiduloi. So that means, when you cut it off, you are tearing out something, mimokim giduloi. The keren was growing, you cut it away. The ola was growing, you cut it away. You cut away the ola, you cut them the ola. That's called choshuv mechusar ktitze. So in the Teresh Mu'l, he says pshat and taisis, what did the Rashbam learn? The Rashbam learned that what we have a drosha, that there is not permitted to be a pe'ule between the ksive and the nesine, that's tafka a maise rabbe, a big accomplishment, that is a hefsik between the ksive and the nesine. That means you were kaisev get, and then you oike dovo megiduloi, and then you made a nesine, so that is a chasarim of a kosa v'kotzatz v'nosa. But if you're not oike dovo megiduloi, it will see soon a moshul. Let's say a person wrote a get on a klaf, and the klaf, the get has 12 shuris. He had a klaf that could hold 20 shuris. So he went, he wrote the 12 shuris, and then why should give her the whole klaf? After the ksiva, he goes and cuts the klaf, the get, he cuts it off and gives it to her. So according to the Rashbam, there's no problem in this, because that's not uikadovim migaduloi, it's a pu'ule zuta, it's a maise zuta, a small maise that you are doing between the ksiva and the sine. That's no problem. The whole problem of mechusar ktitze we find in the Gemara is only by if the ktitze is a maise rabbe, yoike dovo migidulai. Something is growing, and yoike dovo migidulai, then there's a chesal. Now let's see in the Benik Taisvis. The Pesh Benishmu davke babalechayim of mechuba lekaka, yoike dovo migidulai. Something that's growing, and he's tearing it out, choshev mechusar ktitze. The teta, I'll bring you a ray. The besomoch ifliki abaye verove. This is machlokes abaye verove. Kshekosvoy al olo shal otzetz noku. If a person wrote a get on a leaf of an otzetz noku, the rove gozar shemo yikte. So rove said, it's no good. Maybe he might pluck off the leaf. So, avok she'ein einokuv. What if they have a flower pot that doesn't have a hole in it? A flower pot that's not derech giduloi. The Gemara Masechta Shabbos says that to take off something from that's growing in a flower pot that doesn't have a hole, that's not derech giduloi. So it's not called oikedova migiduloi. So then there's no problem. That's why it's moiridik meduyik that when the Gemara spoke about a chesorin of v'kosa v'kotzatz v'nosan that is dafke by a flower pot that has a hole, that's yainik. So it's yainik minakarke. So then there's oikadavu migaduli. Avuk shayne noku, mashma afilo yiktaim kosher. V'chein pirish horav Rabbi Shmaya bepirushoi. Rabbi Shmaya also said like the Rashbam. And he said, v'im kosav get, l'mayin afkemin, beklav godul. The person wrote a get on a large klav. V'acha kachotroi, and later he cut off the get from the rest of the klav. His lefize kosher. But that will be kosher, because it's not oikadova migidulai, so there is not a maise rabbe that is mafsik between the ksiv and the sin. Umaisa hoya bimei harab yitzhak barab menachem, uposloi. There was a maise that rab yitzhak barab menachem, and that's a maise with a cloth, that they wrote a get on a large cloth, and afterwards they cut it off. In Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman said it's possible because it's v'kosa v'kotzatz v'nosan v'nechleku olov g'dayle hadeir. G'dayle hadeir v'chaylik on Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman. That's not called v'kosa v'kotzatz v'nosan v'kotzatz zdafka maiserabe ov oiker dovo migiduloi. But Tzamazay to cut off a chelik of the klap, there's no problem. Bahag paiso, the Bahag did paso. The Bahag did not hold like the Rashba. V'chein Rabbeinu Tam hoye machme, the Rabbeinu Tam was also machme. Like the Bahag. Midekom ha-besomoch. Kosvoy al-cheresh shel otzitz nokot. We learned two gemoras. The first gemara was, if he wrote on a cheres, no problem. Because he's going to give over the cheres. If he wrote on an olo of an otzitz nokot, then we have a machloikis. Abaye v'rove, rove, said it's no good. It's possible, gzeire shem o'yikte. But by a cheres, everyone is moide. He won't break off the cheres. So we had like this. Kosve al cheres shalotzit nokov kosher. The shokilei v'yoiv lo nele. He's gonna go and give up the whole otzit nokov. V'hodolei poligelei rove. So why isn't Rava choylik? Maybe he'll break off a piece of cheres. Mishum deleka lemigzer shema yishabe ha'otzitz. I don't need to be goyz, and that's how Rashi speaks out. Dein derch l'shovroi. A person will not break off a piece of cheres of an otzitz because he's ruining the otzitz. I'll give her the whole otzitz. K'may bekeren shel pora. Just like it says in the Mishnah, bekeren shel pora. B'legazrinin shemo yikatzeit. And there he cuts it. But davke by Ola gazrin in shema yiktay. Davke by an Ola with geyser, an Ola, he'll think, why should I give her the whole, why should I give her the whole otzitz nokiv? I'll give her the leaf and finish, and I'll keep the otzitz nokiv. But a person by a keren shall pora mistami will not make that his pora should be a balmum with one keren. I mean, it's like this, the Steiger is, he gives away the whole, that's why we're not geyser that he'll cut off one keren. We're not geyser he'll break off a piece of cheres from the otzitz nokov. So we have here a moira de keraye, that means by an otzitz nokov, when he wrote it on the flower pot. Now, the Gemara has to say that I don't have to be afraid. He's going to give her the whole otzitz. He won't break off anything. That's the Ritus Loshna Gemara. The Shokilei V'yoiv Leinelo. He's going to give her the whole otzitz. So Taisa says, and what would be if he wouldn't give her the whole otzitz? What's the problem? It's not Oikedov Migidulei. So Rabbi Natam brought a raya. That means we had here two halachas. One halacha speaking about an otzitz. One halacha speaking about a olo. So by otzitz, the Gemara says there's no problem because he'll give her the whole otzitz. I don't have to be afraid he'll break off a piece of the otzitz. So it would seem from the Gemara, if I would be afraid he's going to break off a piece, so then lemaisa, it would be possible, and I don't have to be afraid. So we see from this that there's a chesaron of mechusar ktzitza afilo by einei oike dova migidulei. That is how the Rabbi Natan was medayik. So what do we do with the Rashbam's raya? The Rashbam had a raya olo shalotz etz noke. Why did the Gemara speak about an Ola Shalotzer Snokiv? For Lav Davke Noket Ola Shalotzer Snokiv, to who I think Shainai Nokov, Einachanami, the same halacha would apply by Einai Nokov. Elamishim Revuse, the Abaye Nokte, the Filu Benokov Machshel. Now the reason he chapter on Otzit Snokiv, Revuse the Abaye. So what is Pshat, Revuse the Abaye? So that's the mere pshat in Tosfos is, the Rashba by us says a gewaldike yesod. The Rashba says, a olo shel otzitz nokov. If you have a leaf of an otzitz nokov, the kivin the yonik, since it is yonik from the karke, shapir uche de milse lemitlish minei, so then the shteige is a person will cut off a leaf, ועיקר שרושוי בארץ שווק אליי, but the שרושם, the main plant, it'll leave over. That means you have a plant which is growing very well in an otzitz nokel. Leaving the plant there, I don't have to be afraid by tearing off a leaf, because since the plant is rooted into the ground, so to say, because it's a notzitz nokel, so memele, I don't have to be afraid of taking away a leaf, because then they will grow, the plant will grow well, and then there'll be more leaves. So therefore, the derech is to take off a leaf and leave the plant there. Aval ba'ola shel otzit she'einei nokuf, but a leaf of an otzit she'einei nokuf, lav ulche lemitlushe. That's a mer de kerashbe. So the Rashbe says the metzius is mistome a plant of an otzit she'einei nokuf. It doesn't grow too well. You have a leaf on it, keep it there. You'll take off the leaf, who knows if it'll grow new leaves. So al kaponim, the derech is that one is not koitim a leaf of an otzit she'einei nokuf. So memele, so Tosfos says as follows. We have here a machloikis abaye v'rove. Do I have to be afraid he'll be koitim the leaf? So, and theoretically, the Rabbi Natan said, we could have spoken by an otzit she'einei nokuf. In Rove passed a get that is written on an otzit she'einei nokuf, because Rove was afraid he might be koitem the leaf of the otzit she'einei nokuf. And then it would be puzzled, because it's v'kosa v'kotzatz v'nosa. Aye, so why did they speak about an otzit nokuf? To tell me a chiddush in Abaye. That if we only speak about an otzit she'einei nokuf, I would think, no, Abaye wasn't chayish v'ktime, because it's an otzit she'einei nokuf, so it's not shchiach to be koyta. But if it will be an otzit nokuf, then Abaye would also passel the get. So that's why they spoke about an olav, an otzit nokuf, that come to tell us that even though it's an olav anotzitz nokuf, and it is shchiach that he might come and pluck off the leaf and give it to her, afilo hochi Abaye wasn't goyza and he didn't passel the get. But ein hanami, according to Rove, it would be passel afilo by an otzitz she'einei nokuf. But this is we were up to last week. Now let's go further. Ba'oidai Mari. Now, the Ri is going to fa'emfer the diik of the Rashbam. That means the Ri and the Rabbeinu Tam hold that the psul of the kosav, the kotzatz, the nosam does not only apply by oikedova megiduloi. It applies by anything. It'll apply by kla. It applies by a cheres of a notzitz nokuf. But there's any tzitzah between the ksivet and the sinet pasels. So we have a problem, so why did the Gemara mention olo shel otzitz nokuf? That's the problem. That's the problem what we have to fa'emfer. So the Ri says, I'll tell you a different reason why he said olo shel otzitz nokuf. V'oidai meri, t'mistava, ואין האישה כנס הגט שכוסוב על אולו של עוציץ נוקוב במשיחס העוציץ אוי בהגבו עשוי כל זמן שלא יפוסקו יניקס האולו כדמרינם בסמוך מוכל בעל זרועים לבעל עוציץ לא יקונת שיחזיק בזרועים אבל משיחס העוציץ לא יקונת הקטיף שיבי מחוברים Bishas Meshiche. Now, before we go further, let's just understand what the Ri is saying till now. In the halacha of Vinosan Lo Sefer Krisus, so the Isha has to make a Maise Kinyan on the get. Vinosan Lo is to give over to the Sefer Krisus. Now, let's talk for 1 minute There is kinyan meshiche. Meshiche means someone is meshech something to himself in a simta. There's hagbo, someone picks up a davar metalto, he's kind of with hagbo. Now, let me just mention, Taisva says araya from a Gemara further. The Gemara further says such a halacha. What is the din if we have a flower pot that the pot belongs to one person and the earth and the flowers in the flower pot belong to a second person? Now, the owner of the flower wants to sell the flower and the earth to the Baal Ha'otzitz. So the Gemara says, how are you kaina the flower? But what kinyin are you kaina? So Ma says, you kaina with chazoke. Kark is nicknamed by chazoke. You hear be anotzitz noku. So the flower is considered mechuba lekarke. So you have to make a chazoke in the kark in order to be kaina the flower. That's what the Gemara says later. So Taisvitz asks, lechayre, why do you have to make a chazoke? Let make a meshiche. Let him be moshech. It's a flower pot. It's a dova hametalto. Let him be moshech, the flower pot, or let him lift it up. He'll be koina. Why do you have to make a chazoke? And let me just mention what Taisus doesn't mention, but let's appreciate the kasha. The Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin that you could be koina an eved kanani with meshiche. Nebuchadnezzar, you want to be kind of Nebuchadnezzar, you make Mashiach. Now Yeshua asks Akasha, an Nebuchadnezzar is hukish lekarkois. That means karke is only nikne bekesef shtar b'chazoke. So how can you be kind of Nebuchadnezzar with Mashiach? So the Pnei Yeshua answers, he says, you could be kind of karka also with Mashiach, but it's not shaykh to be Mashiach the karka. It's not shaykh to lift up the karka. But an eved is a karka, then it's shaykh to be Mashiach, it's shaykh to lift up. So if it's shaykh to, there's no din you can't be kind of karka with Mashiach. It could be kind of karka with Mashiach. If it's shaykh. So frektach hazaynish, so what's with a flower pot? Taisi brings down a Gemara, a flower pot, you're not koine with Mashiach. You only have to be koine with Chazoke. What's the problem? Let us be koine the flower pot of Mashiach. Try to make Mashiach. So the Chazenish explains, and that's what it says in this Taisis, that in Hilchus Mashiach, you have to make Mashiach on the whole Dovor Hanikne. Let's say an example. Let's say a person wants to be kind of a handkerchief. So let's say part of the handkerchief is still on the ground, and he'll lift up half of the handkerchief. That's not hagbor. Hagbor means you have to lift up the whole thing. To make a partial hagbor is worthless. The same thing, by Mashiach, he has to be Moshech, the whole thing. If he wasn't Moshech, the whole Dover Hanikne, that's not called Kinyan Mashiach. Zaktahilike Chazainish. If you have a flower pot with a hole, so you have to understand that there's a Yenike that is attaching the Zroim in the flower pot to the Karkoilo. Imagine there'd be a rubbery root that is attached from the ground, but this root is called yinike. It's attached from the ground to the flower pot. Wherever you move the flower pot, the rubbery root is still there. It's always attached to the karka. So when you lifted it up, you still have the, you never were magbia the whole karka, because the karka is attached to the oretz. And just like we can understand, if a person would want to be kind of a branch on a tree, it's attached to the tree, he'll move it. He'll move it back and forth, he'll move it up and down. He did not make hagbo on the branch. He didn't pick up the complete branch. The branch is still attached to the tree. He's moving a chelik of the branch. He can move it three tvachim, he can move it up, but that's not called agbo, that's not called meshiche. Every otzitz noku is mechuba la'oretz. It's attached to the karka. You're lifting it up, you didn't lift up the whole otzitz, because there's a chelik of the otzitz, that's mechuba la'oretz. You're lifting, so the yanika is stretching, but there's still a yanika. You're schlepping, but there's still a yanika. So therefore, kinyan meshiche in kinyan hagbo can never help on a notzitz noket. You need davke chazok. So now let us see again the lashon of the Rivoy Demeri. The mistava dein heisha koines haget shekosam al ola shel otzitz noket. The isha will not be koine the get b'meshiche sa otzitz by schlepping the otzitz oy bagbo osay or by lifting up the otzitz. Kozman shaloi posko yinika sa'ola. Kozman, the yinika was not nifsak. Kedemrine besomach, and taisim nizarei from the Gemara. Mochar bal zroim le bal otzitz. The bal zroim sold the zroim to the bal otzitz. Loikone, so the bal otzitz wasn't koinat sheyafsik bezroim. He has to make a chazok in the zroim. Avo v'meshicha sa'otzitz loikone. But if you make a meshich in the otzitz, he's not koine. He wants to be koine. The akati chshivi mechuborim b'shas meshicha, because when he's being moshech, it is still attached to the ground. So he's only making a meshicha and mitzas ha'otzitz. The other chaylik, he didn't move. It's still mechubel lekarka. Period. So we have to understand. So, if in order to be, he cannot be koine zroim with meshiche. So we have to know when you give a woman a get that was written on the ola shalotzitz noko, she also is not koine. She didn't make a meshiche. She was not moshech the whole otzitz. It's still mechuber. It is still mechuber. Yeah, dakati shivi mechuber mishas meshiche. Abaye says, a person wrote a get on the Ola Shel Otzitz, he gives her the Otzitz. Now how does he give her the Otzitz? There's no Meshiche. Mishum deshokilo v'yoivlo, that's the Loshon of Abaye, he gives it to her. Hainu denichosoi b'mokim shepoisekes yinikas ha'otzitz. Before she makes a Meshiche, she puts it on a board, that this board is mafsik, the yinikas ha'otzitz, and then she picks it up, or then she schleps it. That means he gives it over to her, and he gives it over to her, and she takes it from him on a board, and then she lifts it or schleps it. That's we have to say pshat in the Gemara. That Rabbi is telling us a big chiddush by a notzitz noko. That in them isn't really a notzitz noko, it's very scary. Maybe he might go and give over to the otzitz without hafsik yanike. He give over the otzitz and she'll schlep it and she'll think she's giget and she's not giget. It's only good if it's given over if they have sikinike. So there'd be a moiradike mokim to hold that it's possible, that's a possible get, and not rovis gzeire shema yiktoi. Fine, Rabbi is not a gzeire. But there's another gzeire. Shema yimsereno lo, beloib sikas hayinike. So that's why it chapped on otzitz nokum. You were asking Akash, why did he mention otzitz nokum? L'rvuse d'abaye, but a better chiddush in abaye. L'rvuse d'abaye, that we're not goyzer, shema yimseren alo, b'loi psikas yinike. Number one. Kamash m'lo nami afa pi shetzach lita lo b'psikas yinike, lechoshi v'ahochi mechusa k'tzitze. He wants to tell us another chiddush, a gewaltike chiddush, that when he wrote the get, there was a notzitz noko. And now, when he gives it over to her, so he's being mafsik the yinike. So l'chayre now he's oike dovo migiduloi between the ksive and the nesine. Afal piken, there's no problem. So Amere de Kechidush is telling us. He's telling us Amere de Kechidush. So Bemison, we have to understand, it's a pella. The Rashbam said that when is it called Mechusak Tzitze? If it's Oikadova Megidula. If it's not Oikadova Megidula, then it's not Mechusak Tzitze. Need a Maisa Rabbe, that means Oikadova Megidula. The Rabbi Netam, the Rishon saying, no, you don't need Oikadova Megidula. Afilu, you wrote on a big cloth and you cut it. It's also called Mechusak Tzitze. Fine. So now we had a problem. Why did the Gemara mention by Otzit Snoku? Why did it say Otzit Snoku? It should have said it a lot to Shaini Noku. So the reason is one tells a Chiddush that it's not called Mechusak Tzitze. That means that Sicha, when he, before he gives it over to her, after it's written, he has to be Mapsik the Yenike. That's not called Mechusak Tzitze. It's Kan Shaila Bembo. This is Oiketova Megiduloi, which the Rashbam held is called Mechusak Tzitze. So why isn't it called Oiketova Megiduloi? So others say, I saw this in the Oitzer, it could be one of the Rishayim says this also, since it's not Nika, the Hefsik Yenike, so it's not called Mechusak Tzitze. That means Yenike is a Mitzias, but no one sees the Yenike. So Memele, by blocking off the hole, putting something underneath the hole to be Mapsik the Yenike, even though Be'etzem, by doing this, we are Oike Dova Megiduloi. But since what I'm doing is not Nike, no one sees Hefsik Yenike, so there's no problem of Oike Dova Megiduloi. If I write on a cloth, and then a bit after the Ksivas I get, I cut off the get from the cloth, so that's called Mechusak Tzitze. We see, you're cutting off the get from the cloth. That's called Mechusak Tzitze. But, If you mavsik the yenike from a notzit, since it's not nike, so there's no chesaron of mechusa ktitze. So that is why the Rashbam had brought a raya that the reason you need notzit nike is because if it wouldn't be a notzit nike, brother wouldn't passel. So the Ri says no, I feel if not a notzit nike, brother would also passel. If it'll be kaitim the ola from the yotzit, that's called the kosatz v'nosam. Now that would he have to notzit noko revuse da abaye, that even though in order to be giget he has to be mafsik the yenike and not geizer, he won't be mafsik the yenike, and the hafsokas yenike is not called mechusak tzitze. Veri maisi raya l'perish Rabbeinu Tam. Veri bod haraya to the Rabbeinu Tam. V'choshev b'perik kisei adam. Hafar ir hanidachas. The shayla is, it says, v'kovatz v'sorach. You should be kovitz, the belongings of an ir hanidachas. You should gather it together. And then you should burn it. So the Gemara darshins, if it's only mechusa, kvitze, and sreife, then that's what you do. But afar ir hanidachas, but the offer of an ir hanidachas, mechusa, tlisho, kvitze, sreife. That means in order for you to accomplish to burn the offal, you have to be tailish it first, and then gather it, and then burn it. So the Gemara calls to take some offal away from other offal, that's called tlisha. It's mechus. You have to do another maisa, you have to be tailish it. So the Ri said, the yoisa nechshav mechuba get peklav godol, Mechibur afar ir hanidachas. That means if you have one big flaf, it's zicha more attached than offer is attached to offer. Offer each granule of earth is a separate thing. In there, it's called mechusel tlishe. So avadi gevis a klaf should zicha be called mechusel tlishe. This kasha that the Rashba wants to fulfill. The Rashba says, Ofo yoynik ze mi ze, v'cha oiker dovo migiduloi domi. This is called oiker dovo migiduloi. It means, and from this gemara is not shver on the Rashba. A klaf, it's not oiker dovo migiduloi, it's gonish, it doesn't matter if it's more attached, less attached. Again, you have to understand what you are doing, what you're doing over here. Oike dovo migiduloi is that there's some sort of gidul, there's some sort of ashboche that the offer is receiving from the bottom offer. So mamela, that's called atlisha. Masha'inkein, a klaf is not called atlisha. Period. Now, Taisa says further, a gewaltig gesagt. Rabbeinu tam, Davke nechtach miklav godol choshev mechusa ktsitze. Avol choytech minaget dovo muet. But if you're just going to cut off a small piece from the get, k'maisha oisin liyafoisoi lechoshev bahochi mechusa ktsitze. K'tamrine leel gazye lizman v'yordin elo. The Gemara says that if a person will write a get, and then who doesn't want to give her with a zman, then he cuts off the zman and he gives it to her. So the Gemara says, so ma'ilach ham betakantom al kaponim, it would seem that there's no problem of mechusa ktsitze, was kosa v'kotzatz v'nosa. So Taisva says the difference is if he's cutting off a little from the get, then there's no problem. But if there's a lot of klaf, and nafke nechtach mi klaf godel, that means you had a klaf that could have 30 shuris, he wrote 12 shuris, and now he goes and cuts it off. Nechtach mi klaf godel, This is called mechusa ktsitze. But a dava muat, chaitim get dava muat, that's not called mechusa ktsitze. Now, kan shoyla ben, what's the chilek? I got a big piece, a small piece, what's the chilek? So there's two ways to learn pshat and taisvis and the, from Rav Shmuel, the Bichas Avrom. We want to explain Taisvis as follows. One way we can explain Taisvis, Mechusa Ktsitsa means that in order to enable me to give over the get, I have to cut it off from the klaf. So that means like this, if I have a klaf, a big klaf, and a small get, so memele, so that's considered I'm cutting the klaf, the get off the klaf. So the dover haniktatz is the get. I mean, I don't want to give a whole klaf. It's a shot. So memele, so that's considered I'm cutting off the get from the klaf. So that means I, and to enable me to make a nesina on the get, I have to cut off the get. So that's a chason, v'kosav, v'kotzatz, v'nosa. Masha'enkein. If I want to cut off a small piece from the get, so not shad is I'm cutting, I have to cut the get, I have to cut off the get in order to enable me to give it over. Okay? The get is royally to me. I want to cut off something from the get. So the dova haniktatz is the small piece, not the get. It's not called that the get is mechutz l'ktzitza. The get is no problem. I want it, this end sticking out. So I want to take off these ends. I want to be guy is this man. So there, the dover haniktzatz is the small thing, not the get. That's how others learn pshat. Then others learn a different pshat, which is a meridik pshat. They learn as follows, that not the vote is, that there has to be a seder, v'kosav, v'nosan. If it's v'kosav, v'kotzatz, v'nosan, it's not good. It has to be v'kosav, v'nosan. No, it's a more tife kavonim. V'kosav, v'nosan means the v'nosan has to be what the v'kosav was. That means, so let's talk about a big klaf. If you wrote a big klaf, so the get was written on a big klaf, a tremendous klaf. What is the v'nosan? On 12 shuras of klaf. So the v'nosan is not on what the v'kosa was. The v'kosa was on a big klaf. Yeah, he wrote it on a big klaf. The v'nosan is a small piece of get. So memele, so therefore, if there was a pula in between that changed the tzure of the vikosa, the v'nosan is not on what the vikosa was. The vikosa was on a big cloth, and the v'nosan is a small piece of get. So memele, so then there's a, the v'nosan is not the same tzure of the vikosa. So memele, that's the psul. You have to give the same thing you had written on. So that's if there was a big cloth and you're cutting off the get from the cloth. But if there was a normal cloth and this, you want to cut off a piece, gazil is man. So that's not considered that the v'nosan is on a different, you're giving over something different because a small sliver of cloth was cut off. This is the same thing that the get was. It wasn't nishtane tsurasai. It wasn't nishtane tsurasai. We had mentioned last week, Bemison, the Tachin of the Teres Gittin says this, the Stifler says this, that Rashi is Stiridik. Rashi by Cheres says that if you break off a piece of Cheres, so then there'd be a chason of a kosa v'nosa. Rashi by Ola says that since it's Mechuba, there's a problem of a kosa v'nosa. So they say pshat because by a piece of cheres, if the get was written on an otzitz, and you gave over a piece of cheres, so you're giving over two different things. It was written on a flower pot, and you're giving over a piece of cheres. There is a chesaron of v'kosa v'nosa. Masha'in kein, if the get was written on an ola, and you're giving over an ola, so then, Rashi held there wouldn't be a problem. It's just, I was written on a nola and given over on a nola. Therefore, Rashi says, since it's mechuber, so it's called, it was written on a dover tzameach, and you're giving over a dover mace. I mean, that's why Rashi there had to mention mechuber. Because if it wouldn't be mechuber, it's considered, on that what the get was written on was given over. That's why Rashi had to say, no, it's mechuber. That means, let's say, for example, you have an ola of an artificial flower, and you write on the ola, and then you give over the ola. So what's the problem? What the get was written on was given over. Masha'enke, that's how Rashi's known, it was mechubel. So memele, it was written on a growing leaf, and she's getting a dead leaf. So memele, that's why there Rashi mentioned mechubel. So others say pshat, that this is the lumdis. Shmuel wants to say this is the lumdis. If you're cutting a get from a big cloth, or you're cutting a sliver of cloth from the get. This is these two mahalchim. In another raya, Taisus brings, if you cut off a small if you cut off a small chelik of the get, is no problem. So Taisa brings another raya. The Gemara said before he gave her a get, Amanasa and the Yoshali. What if he said ben shita l'shita ben teva l'teva mahu gabi vanaya shali mash medudova muet l'choshev mechusa k'tzitze. Dova muet is not called mechusa k'tzitze. Now, we have to know this is a very shver of Taisvis. This last line of Taisvis is very shver. When a person gives his wife a get, and he says, Amanasha naya shali, so a chelik is his, a chelik is hers. So the Gemara says, if he's giving her a pain table to table, and pain shita to shita, there's a teiko. We said the shal, the teiko was maybe it's called mugit gabe, since a chelik of the get is his. So how does mechusa k'tzitze come in over here? How does mechusa, who's talking about cutting the get? You know what's going to happen, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Later, if he gives her the get, he'll want his paper, he'll cut it after the Nesina. But there's no problem of Mechusa K'tzitza over here. How did Mechusa K'tzitza come around over here? He says, I'm giving you the get, but the Ben Shita L'Shita belongs to me. So, where's the, and he gives it to her, finished. Where's the Mechusa K'tzitza? So the Stipler brings down a Bala Sefer HaTrumis that explains Pshat in Taisvis Rai. Now, Muradike Sefer HaTrumis. The Gemara asks over there, he said he was Meshaya Ben Shita L'Shita. Well, the lines, between the lines belong to him. Frek the Gemara, but it says Sefer Echad Amar Achmona B'lai Shnayim U'Shloisha Svarim. He's giving her Shnayim U'Shloisha Svarim. Between the lines belongs to him. Shnayim U'Shloisha Svarim. So the Ran explains, what's on the Gemara's Kash? We have Shnayim U'Shloisha Svarim. So the Ran says, because Koloi Medlikza is Kipotzitz Dom. So it's considered, that means he's going to cut away the in between, some emailer, so it's called, he's giving us visvah. I'll call him a liktzeitz kekotzitz dom. So the Gemara, I'm giving her a kotzitz dike, I'm giving us visvah. What does the Gemara answer? The Gemara answers, not mure, it's speaking about that they're attached between one word and another word they're attached, one line and another line they're attached. So Mamel, there's no problem of three svarim, it's one big sefer. But there's another kasha fraktaisvis, but it's mechusa k'tzitze. That means, if when I give over, I'm saying that the niyor is mine, and it's oimed liktzai, so I'm going to cut that away. So she is getting a zah that's mechusa k'tzitze. That means that it's oimed liktzai, so it's keilu from the ksive till the nesina b'shas the nesina. She is getting something that's oimed liktzai. So just like oimed liktzai can make it three svarim. So Oymed Liktzai should make that should be called that was Vikosa Vikotzat Vinosan. The lotion of the Balatrumis is he says as follows, the tape clay, the Gemara is the Sefer Echot, Alma Choshev the Nigzaz Vinechtach Haniyor Bein Hashitim. If the Gemara calls the three Sforim, so we assume Keilu the lines were cut away. Bishas Nesine, and he's giving her three svarim. La'ach ha'ksive, le'posalei mishum mechusa k'tzitze. So why is neposal otz mechusa k'tzitze? So that is Taisvis Kashe. Why is neposal otz mechusa k'tzitze? Tak it's mehure, but it's between the k'sive. The k'sive was on one big laugh. And now they're going to whittle away from the klav. Pishas Nesini is saying she's going to get a get that we're whittling away from the klav. So we see that taking away a chelik of the klav, it does not make it mechusak tzitze. I just had a shtikul ha'ore, I mean it's a mordek echidish, that the oimed liktzoit the nigzas v'nechtach ke choshev the nigzas v'nechtach hanayo mean lemaise it's lochayr it's einay nikel. So we mentioned before, if you mafsik the yinikim, it's not called mechusik tzitze because it's not nikel the yinik. It's not called mechusik tzitze. So here, I mean, in lomtes it's cut away, but it's not nikel. Unless the chilik is that that means al salach of oimet liktzais. We assume that that what's oimet to happen kilu occurred already. If it occurred, we can see already that it was liktzais. By hefsek yinik, I mean, I feel what occurred, we don't see. It's invisible. Yinik is invisible, but here we oimet liktzais kikotzadam. We assume kilu it occurred. And if it occurred, it's that's nikur already. So Taisi brings this guy. Zach the Gemara weiter. We had a machloikis in the Mishneh that Rabbi Yossi had said that get is only kosher. Rabbi Yossi Gleimer in Kreis Mulei al Dovo Shiesh Beruachayim Voloi al Ho'ichla. A get is only kosher if it's written, we'll see, on klaf, abor dover shein beruachayim, abor dover sheyesh beruachayim, or oichlem, it's possible. So therefore, according to Rav Yossi, kosve al keren shal por will be possible. Yodei shal eved will be possible. So to Gemore, my time with Rav Yossi aglili, the sanye, we learned in Abaraisa, sefer, it says, Sefer means klaf. Einli elo sefer. You can only write again on klaf. Minayu l'rabbeis kol dovo. How do you know to be marbe kol dovo? Tamaloyma v'kosav lo mikol mokim. We'll see in Tosis it's a klaw prata klaw. V'kosav lo sefer v'nosa. So it's a klaw prata klaw. That we marbe lav davke sefer. No, because of, he can write on other things. In came matam loyme sefer, so why do we have this prat of sefer? Ma sefer dovo shein beruachayim ve'enei oichel. A sefer, something that's not, that doesn't have ruachayim, it's not an oichel. Av kol dovo shein beruachayim ve'enei oichel. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi holds, we are memayit, these things. Now, that's the pshat is, klaf is something, is a material, which is used to write on, to record on. You want to record something, you write on klaf. So mele, now we have a klal prata klal. So anything that is used to write on, you have a tavla, you have a tavla shel eitz, you'll have a tavla shel even. Anything that's used to write on is also good. You don't need klaf, dafke. Anything, do me the klaf. Food is not used to write on. Food is used to eat. Animals are used to work with. They're not used it's not, you don't record inyanim on them. That's not what their shimush is. That's not dumya deklav. So we can't be, so therefore we're memayit from sefer, something which is not dumya de sefer. That is the svar of Yosef Glili. The Rabbono. So the Rabbono Nachelet, the Rabbono, you could write in the Dovish Yesh Peruachai. The Rabbono. So Gemara says, Iksiv Ba-Seifa, if we would say Ba-Seifa, because of law, Ba-Seifa, in our Seifa, because the camera, then you'd be 100% right. Hashtu Dersiv Seifa, Lesfiras Devorim Uda'osa. Sefer only comes l'sfiras dvorim, to relate to us. Sefer krisis means a sipper of krisis. Sefer, because of law, not on what he should write it on. Sefer is telling us the dvorim that he's writing about. He's writing a sphira of krisis. The sphiras dvorim odos. So the pasuk never spoke about on what to write on. See, therefore you don't have a klal prat, a klal. Let us see Rashi. Rashi is a Ksefer Mashme Klap. Because of lo mikol mok, midlak sivinos and Ksefer Krisis biyodo. It says, because of lo, so we learn out, and you can write on anything. Because if a Ksefer Mashme Yistay Beklap, that means he should write on the klap. Umotzis lameim edhichi rabi, because of lo, do me the klap of the rabi. Rashter siv Ksefer, ein zu elo, because of Sviras Divrei Krisis. He should write a thing that speak about divrei krisus. Ba'al koma de boy lichtoit. Whatever he wants, he can write up. The rabbonos, now the gemores, hi bekosav, my otilay. So what do they do with the bekosav? Now we have to know, it says in the parshas kiseitze two times bekosav lo. Bekosav lo say bekrisus, nosam b'yod, and then it says by the second zivug, also the cost of law, Sefer Krisis, Nosan Biyodah. So the first, the cost of law, we need the cost of law, the Shema, that the Moses is speaking about. But the second, the cost of law, is Miyodah. So, Rabbi Yossi, a Glili Darshan, the cost of law, Sefer Krisis, means the cost of Marba, Kol Midi Demichtav, Afilu, not Klav. But, according to the Chachomim, that they don't need a Ribuy of the cost of, so what do they do with the cost of? Abon hai vekosam eob delem hi boiloi, biksivi miskareshes ve'eino miskareshes bekesef. That you're not miskaresh bekesef. Biksivi miskareshes. Al kadai tachamine, akish yitziya la'avaya. It says v'yotzu v'hoi, so we makish yitziya la'avaya. We say that the get is dumye, the kedushin. Ma ha'avaya bekesef. Av yitziya nami bekesef. So she should go out with kesef. Kamash malon. So therefore it says, v'kosav, to tell me, v'ksivo miskareshes, v'ene miskareshes b'kesef. B'idoch. Now, how does Rabbi Yosef Galili know this, that ain't miskareshes b'kesef? Avkelo misefer krisus, sefer kursa, v'en dover acha kursa. We learn now, Sefer Kersa Mendover Acha Kersa. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, the Kosovo, my Obdilay, the Ditu, the Yitzchak, the Rabbi is called Dopo. Don't think about Marba, Shalai Kova, Kosov, Dover, the Ksivosa. The Posek never mentioned on what to write on, but the Nosan Sefer Krisu Shamina. So we know you can give anything. So why did the Kosa? Veine miskareshes bekesef. Imom alo, heilech prute vitisgarshi li bo. If he gave her a prute and he said, you should become megurish through the prute. Now, I would just like to mention a shtikl ha'oret. I mean, we have here a hekish, and just like Kesef makes Kedushin, I would think Kesef makes Gerushin. And Rashi explains the Gerushin would be, he'd give her a Pruta, be his Garshi, and she'll become Megurish through the Pruta. Now, Lachayra, one has to understand how this works. How would it work? By giving her the Pruta, she'll become a Gereshes. I mean, how would the Gerushin work? So, Dachsechmir, the vihizgarshi is a loshen vispile. That means, I'm giving you, let's say, and I gave you money first, you should be matni yourself to me. So that was the first kesef. That was kesef kedushin. You mafke yourself, whatever it is, but you mafke yourself to me, and then I'm kind of you. But the first kesef accomplished that you were mikarev yourself to me for the money I'm giving you. I think the second kesef is, for the kesef I'm giving you, you should be mafkiya yourself from me. That means she puts herself either in line to become his wife, or she, for the kesef that she's getting, she'll make herself his wife. Now, just one shtikl ha'ore, we had mentioned as a machlokes, this man, the Taz, if kesef is kesef piroin, if it's a payment, or kesef is a maisekinya. Now, by Kedush and Gufa, we have such a machloikis. So now, according to the Sma, that Kesef is a payment, then it's very difficult to understand. So by paying for her, she becomes my wife. But it's very difficult to understand, by paying for her, she becomes his wife. That's, l'chayre, a payment is a sibe for acquiring something. I paid you for it, that's why it should belong to me. But by giving a payment, that makes it, that it's his mine. According to the Taz, the Achsamer is much better to understand. There's a Maisa Kinyan. I want to make a Maisa Kinyan between us. So the Nesina Sakesem shows Gemira's Taz. I'm giving a Pute. So this shows my sincerity that I, what we speak about, I want to do. So either I want you to be Makna yourself to me, and that's why I'm giving Kesem, or I want, I'm giving you Kesem, you should do something. You can Makna yourself. Makar of yourself to me, or mafkia yourself from me. Havaya kedushin shemahave behen atzma lebal. Now, the Loshon of Rashi is also here very unclear. I would just like to say, tachsech mir, what Rashi wants to tell us over here. And I'd like to be Magdim. The first Rashi in Masechtas Kedushin is a, Rashi says one word, and there's a whole pilpul on that word. The Mishnah starts off in Kedushin Ha'isha Niknis B'shloisha Drochim. So Rashi says, Lebailo. Ha'isha Niknis Lebailo. So, the Mephoshim of Avayahu, what is Rashi coming to tell us? Manisha Niknis Labayla. So, the Mephoshim say Rashi wants to tell us that it is not a Kinyan Gomel. Like later it says in the Mishnah, Yevoma Niknis. Yevoma Niknis, she's his wife, she's a Nesue, Yarshin, so he's Metamala. Aisha Niknis is not the same like Yevoma Niknis. Aisha Niknis is Labailo. But she's not in the Sua. She's not, he doesn't Yashna. He's not Metamalo. That's what Rashi wants to tell us. So the Nachlas Moshe asks, beautiful, but where does this say in the word Labailo? Where do we see this that Rashi wants to tell us, Isha Niknis, he doesn't Yashim, how is this Merumis in Labailo? So, Dachsach Mir Pshad and Rashi is a Pasuk in Eshaya. The Pasuk says, Vahoyo Vayayimahu Num Hashem, Tikri Ishi V'loi Sikri Li Oid Baili. The Gemorim Psochim says Pshat, that you'll be like Isha beveis chomeha, v'loi ke isha beveis avia. That means like this. Till now, you're like an arusa. But later, lo sed lovi will be like a nesua takodish bohu. V'hoya v'yoymahu niyum Hashem tikri ishi, then you'll call me ishi. Ishi is a lotion of issues, of nesui. V'loi tikri li oid baili. Baili means there's no nisuin, there's no issues, she's beveis avia. But baili means, the Malbim says, pshat, baal means an owner. I have a kinyan in you. Baal habayis, baal ha-shoyer. Baal ha-shoyer is, he owns the shoyer, that's it. But there's no intimate relationships between the baal and the shoyer. His memele, till now, so baal is called an os. Isha, or Ishi is called Ishus, that's called Nisuin. So Memele, Rashi in Kedushin, Ha'isha Niknis, Rashi wanted to tell you that the Kinyan of Kesef Shtarabiyya is not Nisuin, is only Erisin, so Rashi said it in one word, Ha'isha Niknis Lebailo. She's Niknis that he becomes a Baal. Baal means an Orus. That is what Rashi says, a whole bunch of words here, but Rashi seems to come to tell us that Vahoyso is Erisin, not Nesuin. So Rashi says, Havaye Kedushin. Havaya means Kedusha. Not, it says Vahoysol Ishacha. Don't think it means Ishus. Don't think it means Nisuin. Havaya Kedusha. Shemahava ben Atzmo Lebal. That he becomes a Baltor. That is the Taich. That is the Taich of Havaya. So Havaya means, that's how Rashi is telling us it means Eresin, not Nisuin.